Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
Shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer?
让我们低头有点祷告。
Our Lord and Heavenly Father.
主，我们天上的父。
We do praise you for the Good Shepherd.
我们感谢你，为着你给我们好牧人。
We thank you, Lord, that you see us going astray.
主，我们感谢你，你看见我们走迷了路。
And you have a heart of compassion and love toward us.
你就充满了慈悲怜悯。
Lord, because you paid a price for us.
主，因为你为我们付上了代价。
You gave your life that we might belong to you.
你把你的生命赐给我们，好叫我们属于你。
We do ask you, Lord, as we spend this short time together.
主，我们今天早晨当我们这一点点短短的时间聚在你面前的时候。
That you might speak to us.
主，我们求你向我们说话。
That you might give us, Lord, a vision of your glory and your love for us.
哦，求你给我们一个意象，让我们看见你的荣耀，你的爱。
Lord, that you might touch our hearts.
主，求你摸着我们的心。
That we might remain always by your side.
让我们一直来跟随你。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning, our thought is. Growing in Christ.
今天早晨我们要分享的是在基督里长进。
But it is only an overview.
但是只是一个只是一个概览。
So, we will look at a few passages this morning.
我们要一起来看几处的圣经。
One of them will be from Philippians chapter 3.
第一处在腓立比书第三章
And then a little later we'll move on to the first epistle of Peter.
然后等会我们会读彼得前书
So, growing in Christ, the first thing is salvation.
在基督里长进的第一步它的就是在得救救恩
So, just for the beginning now, we might consider just a few things about salvation.
在我们开始的时候让我们先想提到救恩的几点
AndWe'll consider it from two points.
我们从两点来看。
Firstly, from our point of view.
第一点是从我们这一面。
And then secondly, from the Lord's point of view.
第二点就是从主那一面来看。
And then once we have a clear vision or understanding of what salvation is about, what is the goal, then we'll see how, that is achieved.
一旦我们对救恩有一个比较全面的认识，然后我们要看主要在我们身上成就是什么。
Now, we're not going to consider everything. This is an overview.
这个只是一个概览，我们不会包括所有的方面。
And we're not going to consider things in great detail.
我们也不会进入许多的细节。
But as we go on, we will consider some very practical things.
当我们继续往前的时候，我们要看到一些比较实际的内容。
So firstly, concerning salvation then, we'll look at Paul and just see use him as our example.
首先当我们提到救恩的时候，我们要来看一看保罗，用保罗这个人作为一个例子。
Now Paul gives us quite a lot of testimony about his salvation.
保罗给我们许多的见证，讲到他的得救。
We know he was a Pharisee. He was very zealous for the Scriptures.
我们知道他是法利赛人，他对律法很热心。
He grew up in Jerusalem.
他在耶路撒冷长大。
He was taught by one of the top teachers of the law.
他是当时最伟大的教师门下被受训练。
So he was very zealous for the Jewish religion.
所以他对犹太人的宗教非常的热心。
Now, at this time also, Jesus appeared.
这个时候呢，主耶稣向他显现。
He was a preacher and a teacher.
主耶稣显现在人中间，他是一个老师，也是一个传道者。
And he wandered around in Judea and Galilee.
他在犹大地，在加利利游行传道。
And he did many miracles.
他也行了许多的神迹。
So multitudes of people began to follow Jesus.
所以许多的人来开始来跟随耶稣。
For two reasons.
为这两个原因。
Firstly, to hear his teaching.
首先是他们要来听他的讲道。
Because no man ever spoke like this man.
因为从来没有人说话像这样这个人说话的。
And he taught concerning the kingdom of heaven and his heavenly father.
他讲到天国，也讲到他的天父是什么样子。
And the second reason that multitudes came was because of the miracles that he did.
人们来跟随他的第二个原因就是看见他所行的神迹。
Now the Jewish leaders, the religious people,
那些犹太人的领袖，那些宗教家。
Were very envious of Jesus.
他们很嫉妒耶稣。
Because Jesus, the multitude were following Jesus and not following them.
因为人们都跟随耶稣，而不是跟随这些的宗教家。
That envy led them to conspire against Jesus to kill him.
这个嫉妒使他们密谋要杀害耶稣。
And then Jesus declared that he is the Messiah.The one that God had promised to send.
然后主耶稣宣告说他是弥赛亚，他就是神所预备将要来的那一位。
And more than that, he declared himself to be the Son of God.
不仅如此，他也宣告说他是神的儿子。
He declared that the words that he spoke were not his own words; they were his Father's words.
他宣告说他所说的话不是他自己的话，乃是父所给他的话。
And he declared that the miracles he did.Were miracles that were worked by his heavenly Father.
他也宣告说，他所行的神迹不是出于他自己，乃是父神借着他所做的。
This enraged the Jews or the religious leaders.
这些使那些犹太人领袖、那些宗教家非常的愤怒。
And they used those claims as accusations against him to kill him.
他们用许多的话来攻击他，来诽谤他。
The very things they did were actually fulfillment of what God had said would happen in the scriptures.
他们所向耶稣所做的，正好应验了神在圣经中的预言。
It was God's plan that Christ should come into this world and that he should die on the cross for the sins of the whole world.
主耶稣来要为世人的罪死在十字架上，这是神老早就定规好的。
This is what is recorded for us in the scriptures.
这就是在圣经里面所记载的。
And when Paul preaches the gospel, he declares that Christ died for us according to the scriptures.
所以保罗当他传福音的时候，他说基督为我们死，照着经上所说的为我们死。
Now, what that tells us is that.For every single person in the world, our sins have all been paid for at Calvary.
所以这个就是告诉我们，就是对世界上每一个人来说，我们的罪在加略山那里都已经清付了。
That means for everyone here this morning, we can have the forgiveness of sins.
所以对着我们每一个人，今天早晨每一个人来说，我们的罪已经得到赦免。
Well, that's very precious to me.
这个对我来说是很宝贵的。
Now, not only did Jesus die, but on the third day he rose again from the dead.
但是主耶稣不但死了，在第三天复活了。
This also was prophesied by the scriptures.
这也在圣经中预言到。
He appeared to many people over a period of 40 days.
他在四十天复活以后四十天之久向许多人显现。
And at the end of those 40 days, his disciples saw him just rise up and taken into heaven.
这四十天的末了，他的门徒们看见他升到天上去。
10 days later, God did something very wonderful.
十天以后，神做了一件非常奇妙的事。
God gave the Holy Spirit to indwell believers.
神把圣灵赐下住在信徒的灵里。信徒的心。
And on that very day, multitudes became believers in Christ.
同样的在那一天许多的人来跟随来成为主的门徒。
And in the days following that, multitudes of people believed on the Lord Jesus.
所以因着他们的 and
received the Holy Spirit.
因着他们的见证就有更多的人来相信主耶稣基督也接受神所赐的圣灵。
Now, this man Paul was quite different to the other religious rulers.
这个人保罗他跟其他的宗教家或者领袖来说是非常不同的。
Paul was very concerned about the scriptures.
保罗对神的话非常的看重。
The other religious rulers were just envious of Jesus.
其他的宗教领袖他们只是对主耶稣很嫉妒。
Paul believed that Jesus was an imposter.
但是保罗他以为他满心以为耶稣是一个他是一个被盗被离弃神的道的人。
So he didn't believe that he was the Son of God.
他不相信他是神的儿子。
And for that reason, he persecuted Christians.
所以因着这个原因，因着他热心神的律法，所以他逼迫基督徒。
But then, and he tells us that he was actually in a rage.
他
a rage. He was full of anger.
他当时非常的愤怒。
To persecute Christians.
他逼迫基督徒。
And he was even journeying from Jerusalem up to Damascus to take Christians captive and bring them back in chains to Jerusalem to be punished.
他甚至从耶路撒冷到大马士革去，要把那些基督徒所拿到耶路撒冷去受刑罚。
But as he journeyed to Damascus, he was confronted by the risen Lord Jesus Christ.
当他从耶路撒冷下到大马士革的时候，他被他遇到圣灵
And on that day, Paul came to understand that Jesus is the Son of God.
那一天，保罗认识到主耶稣是神的儿子。
He understood that everything he had heard about the death of Jesus was true.
他明白那他所听到的关于耶稣基督的死的一切事实都是真的。
And he understood that Jesus had risen from the dead.
他也明白耶稣基督是从死里复活了。
Jesus was standing right in front of him.
因为耶稣就在站在他的面前。
Now, when that happened, Paul suddenly realized what he had done.
这件事情以后，保罗突然间意识到他所做的。
He was a man who was zealous for God.
他是一个对神的律法有热心的人。
He was zealous for the truth of the Scriptures.
他对神的圣经的真理是蛮有热心的人。
And yet he had been fighting against God.
但是他却正是他所做的却是在抵挡神。
He'd been fighting against the truth.
他却是在抵挡真理。
And that shocked him.
这个使他非常的震惊。
And he suddenly saw that he was the greatest of all sinners.
他突然间看到他是罪人中的罪魁。
Because he had fought against God himself.
因为他是跟神他是在抵挡神。
But Paul found grace.
但是保罗找到了恩典。
Because the Lord Jesus forgave him.
因为主耶稣赦免了他。
And more than that, the Lord Jesus called him to be his servant.
不仅如此，主耶稣也呼召他成为主的仆人。
And Paul then preached the message of salvation, the message of grace, throughout the then known world.
随后保罗就开始传讲这个恩典的福音。给当时的世界。
So, just in passing, we can see something from this, that we do need to be very careful of religious zeal.
我们只是很简单的讲过保罗的经历，但是所以我们就得出一个结论，就是我们对宗教的热忱要非常的小心。
Because Paul, even though he was such a zealous man, he ended up fighting against the truth.
因为保罗他虽然是一个那样热心的人，他却在当时却在抵挡真理。
Now we turn to Philippians chapter 3 and we look at the first verse, verse 1.
我们看腓立比书第三章第一节。
Paul tells us here, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord.
保罗说，弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。
If Paul is telling others to rejoice,then he must have been rejoicing himself.
如果保罗告诉大家你们要喜乐，那么他自己应该是一个喜乐的人。
If we look at verses 7 and 8, we see that he tells us the things that were of value to him, he counted as nothing.
如果我们看第七节、第八节，我们就看到他先前以为有益的，现在都当作有损的。
And he was...In fact, he says, not only did he count things as of no value to him, but he also allowed them to go. He counted them as loss. They were gone.
而且呢，不但是当作有损的，而且他已经丢弃万事。
The reason?
原因呢？
That he might gain Christ.
是他可以得着基督。
He didn't want anything to hinder him following the Lord Jesus.
他不愿意有任何东西来拦阻他得着耶稣基督。
The Lord Jesus had won his heart completely.
主耶稣基督已经完全的得着这个人的心。
The Lord was his treasure, his joy, his love.
主是他的宝贝，是他的喜乐，也是他的爱。
And his whole life was taken up with Jesus.
他的整个的生命已经被主完全的得着。
He loved the Lord Jesus more than anything.
他爱主耶稣基督胜过一切。
It's what the Bible calls first love.
耶稣圣经告诉我们，这就是他起初的爱。
And in Paul's case, his first love never went away.
在保罗的例子里面，他的起初的爱从来没有失去过。
So he tells us here in verse 8 as well, he'd suffered the loss of all things.
在第八节也告诉我们，他丢弃万事。
But he was also willing to suffer anything.
但是他也愿意为主来丢弃万事。
So many times he was beaten.
许多时候他被打。
He was put in prison.
被放在监狱里。
He was shipwrecked.
他受船破的危险。
He was persecuted. He was stoned.
他被逼迫，被石头打，被扔石头。
So many things happened to him.
有那么多的苦难临到他，
and yet somehow he was joyful.
但是在这一切之中，他还是蛮有喜乐。
It was because of his love for the Lord Jesus.
因着他对主耶稣的爱。
Now we might wonder why Paul was so joyful then.
我们会稀奇为什么他会这样。
So we look at salvation from our point of view.
当我们看救恩，从我们这一面来看救恩的时候。
Well, firstly, I believe Paul was joyful because he knew that he had been delivered from judgment.
首先，我相信保罗他是蛮有喜乐，因为他知道他已经被拯救使他不遇见使他脱离了将来永远的刑罚。
He knew that he had been delivered from the judgment of hell.
他已经被从永远的刑罚里面拯救出来。
He knew that at death, his spirit and his soul.Would return to God.
他知道，当他离开这个世界的时候，他的灵要归到神那里。
He knew that he would rise again from the dead.
他知道他将来要从死里复活。
And if we look at chapter 3 still in verse 21,
我们看第三章第二十一节。
And he speaks there about that Jesus will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body.
那里讲到说，主耶稣要将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
In verse 20 above that, it tells us that he's no longer that he's a citizen of heaven.
二十节告诉我们，我们是天上的国民。
That he's no longer in the kingdom of Satan, but he's in the kingdom of God.
我们不再在黑暗的国度，在撒旦的国度里面，乃是在神的国度里。
He knew that Christ was in him.
他知道基督是在他里面。
He knew that Christ was his life.
他知道基督是他的生命。
So Paul was thrilled, completely thrilled by what had happened to him in salvation.
保罗为着发生在救恩，因着救恩而发生在他的身上的事，感觉到惊奇和喜乐。
And he was thrilled by the things that God has prepared for those who love him.
他也为着那些神所预备要给那些爱他的人的为神的预备而惊奇。
In his second letter to Corinthians, he says, "What no eye has seen and what no ear has heard, and it hasn't even entered into the heart of man."
在哥林多后书里面，他说到这些神所预备的事是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
The things that God has prepared for those who love Him.
神为着爱他的人所预备的那些事。
So Paul was so thrilled with salvation and with the Lord that he just gave his whole life into the Lord's hands.
所以保罗是这样的被这个救恩所得着，所惊讶，所以他 把他自己的整个生命交给主。
Some years ago, I went with some young people to the Jewish Holocaust Museum in Sydney.
很多年前，我跟一些年轻人一起去看这个犹太人的当时受逼迫的这个博物馆。
Our guide was Eddie, a man who was a survivor from Auschwitz, the German prison camp.
有一个我们的导游，他是自己是一个幸存者，是当时犹太人德国集中营的那个幸存者。
In that prison camp, more than 2 million, maybe 3 million Jewish people were killed.
在那个集中营里面，大概有300万的犹太人被杀害。
It was a place of great evil.
这是一个非常邪恶的地方。
And this man Eddie had survived it.
这个人他名叫 Eddie， 他从幸是一个幸存者。
And Eddie was so full of joy.
Eddie 他满了喜乐。
Nothing could upset him.
没有什么事情能够让他不开心。
He knew he had come out of the very pit of hell.
因为他知道他是从这个好像从地狱里出来一样。
He was alive.
他现在活着。
And he had such joy.
他有这样的喜乐。
We turn to 1 Peter and we look at chapter 1.
我们
We'll come back to Philippians. If you have a marker, you might like to leave it in Philippians 3.
如果你有一个书签的话，你可以保存那个腓立比三章。我们等一下还要再看到那一章。我们翻到彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter and chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
Peter is also writing to us and to all the saints.
彼得也写信给我们，也是给所有的圣徒。
And he speaks concerning the joy of salvation.
他也讲到救恩的喜乐。
The mercy and the abundant grace that we have received in Christ.
神的怜悯和我们在基督里所得着的恩典。
The inheritance that God has prepared for us.
神所预备我们那个基业。
And in verse 6 he says, In this you greatly rejoice.
第六节说在 这些事当中你们是大有喜乐。
Though now for a little while, if needs be, you have been grieved by various trials.
但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
So, he was writing to those who had great joy.
他是写给一帮有大喜乐的人。
They were rejoicing in their salvation.
他们因着他们的救恩大有喜乐。
Verse 8,
第八节
He's speaking concerning Christ, whom having not seen, you love.
当他讲到基督的时候，他说：“你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。”
And though you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy that cannot be put in words, full of glory.
如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。
So here again, this joy of salvation was in these saints.
再一次我们看到这个救恩的喜乐是在这些圣徒里面。
And a love for the Lord Jesus.
对主耶稣的爱也在他们的里面。
So these are the things that should be very precious to us as well.
这些对我们来说应该是很宝贵的。
Now in chapter 1, we see here in verse 23.
在第23节。
He says, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever.
说你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，那是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
So, salvation comes by the word of God.
救恩是从神的话来的。
Firstly, we hear the message of salvation, the message of Christ.
首先我们听到这个救恩的信息基督的关于基督的福音。
And then when we believe on the Lord Jesus, the miracle happens.
当我们相信主耶稣基督的时候奇迹在我们身上发生了。
That we receive a new life.
我们得着了一个新的生命。
The life of Jesus, the life of Christ comes to be within us.
耶稣基督的生命住在我们的里头。
We become a new creation.
我们成为一个新造的人。
We are no longer of the earth.
我们再也不是属地的。
We now belong to heaven.
我们现在呢是属天的一帮人。
Not of the kingdoms of this world.
我们不再属于这个地上的国。
Not of the kingdoms of Satan.
我们不再属于撒旦的国。
But now of the kingdom of God.
我们乃是属于神的国。
A heavenly people.
我们是一帮属天的人。
So In chapter 2 then, we see in verse 2.
在第二章在第二节里面。
He says, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word of God, that you may grow thereby.
所以说就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
So for growing, we must have the word of God.
要成长的话，我们就必须拥有神的话语。
Now, actually, we look at verse 1 as well, chapter 2, verse 1.
我们第二章第一节。
Now, it's quite interesting how Peter writes this.
彼得这样子写是很有意思的。
He speaks about laying aside all malice, all guile, all hypocrisy, envy, and evil speaking.
他讲到我们要除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
Why does Peter say that?
为什么彼得这样说呢？
Because Peter knows that if those things are in our hearts, we will not grow.
因为彼得知道，如果这些的事在我们的心里，这些东西在我们心里会影响我们的成长。
Now, in the world, these things are not considered to be a problem.
在世界里面，这些事好像算不得什么。
In fact, the world is more and more accepting of sin.
事实上，这个世界是越来越接纳罪。
But these things that are socially acceptable are not acceptable with God.
这些好像世人所能够接受的，对神来说是不能够接受的。
In fact, God says that these are things that He hates.
事实上，神说这些是他所憎恶的。
Now, we can't have a grudge or malice in our hearts towards anyone.
我们不能够心里面对人有一个苦毒。
We can't be deceivers.
我们不能够假善。
We can't be cunning and trick people.
诡诈。
We can't be hypocrites.
我们不能够做个假冒伪善的人。
We can't say one thing and do another.
我们不能说一套做一套。
We can't be envious or jealous of others.
我们不能够嫉妒别人。
We can't speak evil of others.
我们不能够用毁谤的话来说论断人。
So Peter says here, evil speaking.
在这里说毁谤的话。
That's gossip.
这个就是我们说背后说人的。
It's slander.
就是说背后说谗言的。
You know, slander is a thing that is a big problem.
所以这个背后说人的是一个很大的问题。
And it's a big problem in churches.
甚至在教会中也是一个很大的问题。
Everywhere.
在任何地方。
Why do people speak slander?
为什么人喜欢在背后说别人呢？
Because someone will tell you something because they want to change the way you think.
因为有人要告诉你一些事情，要改变你对这个事情的看法。
Right? They want to change your opinion how you think about someone else.
他要改变你对这个人或这个事情的看法。
If they can change your thinking,
如果他能够改变你的看法，
They will change your behavior.
他就会改变你的行为。
How did Paul become a man who was breathing out threats and murder?
保罗他当时怎样成为一个人杀害别人，要去逼迫别人呢？
How did he become such an angry man?
他怎样成为那样一个愤怒的人，去逼迫基督徒呢？
We don't have any record of Paul ever even seeing or meeting Jesus.
我们没有记录告诉我们说他当时遇见过主耶稣。
Until he met him on the road to Damascus.
直到他在去大马士的路上遇到主。
So he didn't see the miracles, he didn't hear the teaching.
他也没有听过，他可能没有听过主耶稣的讲道，他也没有见过那些神迹。
So how was his heart and his mind so full of hatred towards Christ and the disciples?
他的心和他的意念怎么样是满了愤怒，对主耶稣的那种愤怒呢？
Because there were those with him who were envious and jealous of Jesus, and they poisoned his mind.
因为那些跟他一起的人，他们是满了嫉妒、毁谤的话，就是这些的话影响的污染了他的心思。
Young believers, be careful.
年轻的信徒们要小心。
Be careful. When I was young, before I was saved, I was caught like Paul.
当我年轻的时候，在我得救以前，我就像这个保罗一样。
Another person was saying things.
别人其他的人周围的人在说一些事情。
But I was the one who was doing the speaking.
那么我就是那一个把事情说出来的人。
It was a lesson I learned and I never forgot.
这是一个我自己学的功课，我也再不会忘记。
Never ever receive slander against someone else.
我们从来不要去听啊别人在我们面前背后说别人的话。
Because it will affect you.
因为这些话会影响我们。
You will not grow in the Lord.
使我们在主里面不能够长进。
It will take away your joy and your peace.
这些话会把我们的喜乐把我们的平安夺去。
We'll look now from the second point of salvation, from God's point of view. Philippians chapter 3 again.
我们再看从神的角度来看经文，我们再回到腓立比书第三章。
We look at verse 12.
我们看第十二节。
Paul says, Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Now, Paul was very aware that Jesus had laid hold upon him.
保罗很清楚地意识到耶稣基督已经得着他了。
God had a purpose for Paul.
神为着保罗有他的目的。
Now that purpose was more than just making Paul an apostle to go and preach.
这个目的不仅仅只是让保罗成为一个使徒去传道而已。
And God has a purpose for each one of us.
神也为着我们每一个人有一个目的。
Salvation is as much for God as it is for us.
救恩对我们来说是啊怎么样？对神来说是是对他来说意味着更多的。
You know John's Gospel chapter 3 and verse 16.
在约翰福音第四章。
For God so loved the world.
约翰福音第三章十六节，神爱世人。
That he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
甚至将独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God to give His Son, He must have had a very important purpose.
所以，让神能够把他的独生爱子舍下，他是为着一个很重要的一个目的。
That's a very big price to pay.
这是一个很大的一个代价，对神来说。
For someone to give their son is almost unthinkable.
对。一个人来说，把他的儿子作为一个代价，是我们很难想象的。
So God has a very important purpose in saving us.
所以神在拯救我们这件事上有他一个很重要的目的。
The very first chapter in the Bible, we read the creation of this world and the creation of man.
在圣经的一开头，我们看见神的创造。神创造了这个世界，也创造了人。
And we see that God made man in His own image and likeness.
我们看到神是按照他的形象，按照他的样式来造了人。
And suddenly we understand what God wants.
我们就明白神要什么。
He wants us to be like Him.
他要我们像他。
In His own image and own likeness.
在照着他的形象和他的样式。
But there's more.
但是不仅如此，
God also wants a people that He can dwell amongst.
神也要一般的百姓是他可以住在我们中间。
Like a father with his children.
就像父亲对他的孩子们。
When we turn to the last book in the Bible,
当我们翻到最后圣经的最后一卷书的时候，
Chapter 21, the second last chapter in the Bible.
启示录21章圣经的导数第二节第二章。
There is a cry from heaven, it is done.
这里在天上有一个声音说成了。
That is that God has accomplished His purpose.
就是神已经完成了他的目的。
And He tells us there that In verse chapter 21 and verse 3, I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.
21章启示录21章第三节，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
That's the end of the story.
这就是故事的结局。
That is what God set out to do.
这就是神从起初要做的。
So God will have a people who are like himself.
神要一般的百姓是像他的。
And that people will dwell with him.
这帮人呢是要与他同在同住。
They will have joy and peace.
他们有神从神来的喜乐和平安。
For all eternity.
永远在永恒里面。
Now we have a glimpse of this.
当我们稍稍看见这一点的时候，
God did something on the day that he gave the Holy Spirit.
在我们得着圣灵的那一天，主神做了一些事情。
On that day, there was 120 people who received the Holy Spirit of God.
但那天，当圣灵降下的时候，有120个人他们得着圣灵。
And on that same day, Peter preached, another 3,000 or so believed as well.
同一天，彼得传讲福音，有三千人得救。
Those people were like Christ.
这些人像基督。
They had such love one for another.
他们有彼此相爱的心。
They weren't earthly minded people.
他们不是属地的基督徒。
Those who had possessions, they sold them and they gave the money for the care of the poor.
那些有财产的，他们就把自己的 财产卖掉，把钱给那些穷人。
They loved one another.
他们彼此相爱。
It was a sign and a wonder to all of Jerusalem.
这些对他们对整个耶路撒冷的来说是一个惊奇，是一个见证。
And we see that those believers began to grow even more.
这些圣徒，这些的信徒继续的在基督里成长。
How did they grow?
他们是怎么样成长呢？
Well, we have it in Acts chapter 2 and verse 42.
我们在使徒行传二章四十二节里面看到。
It says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers.
这里说他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、掰饼、祈祷。
That's Acts chapter 2 and verse 42.
使徒行传二章四十二节。
Day by day, they gathered together for the word of God.
每一天，他们都聚在一起，为着主的话。
And for fellowship.
也为着彼此交通。
And for prayers.
彼此一起祷告。
And they broke bread together as well.
一起掰饼纪念主。
So, this company of people, God was dwelling amongst them.
这样的一帮人，神住在他们的中间。
It was like a foreshadow of what is yet to be fulfilled.For eternity.
这个好像就像我们刚才读的，将来神要成就的，在使徒在创世纪在启示录里面所要成就的一个影子。
So we know the story that actually after a time, Paul began to be a persecutor of the church in Jerusalem.
让我们继续读使徒行传的时候，就发现，在不久以后，保罗当时的扫罗就开始逼迫信徒。
So we had something heavenly. The church was heavenly in Jerusalem.
我们看到一些教会是这个时候是属天的，他们在耶路撒冷，但是有逼迫。
And Paul began to persecute that church.
保罗开始逼迫那个教会。
And the believers scattered everywhere.
信徒们就分散到各地去。
And as they went, they preached.
当他们分散的时候，他们一路讲走，一路传福音。
So, and it wasn't long after that that we see that Paul himself became a Christian.
不久以后，保罗自己也成为一个基督徒。
Now, some of the believers went as far as Antioch in Syria.
有些信徒他们走到叙利亚的安提亚。
And they preached the gospel to Jews and Gentiles.
他们传福音给 犹太人也传福音给外邦人。
And they became a church in Antioch.
他们就成为叙利亚安提亚的教会。
So the apostles in Jerusalem heard about this church in Antioch, and they sent Barnabas to go and establish that church in Antioch.
在耶路撒冷的使徒们听见这个信息，他们就派遣巴拿巴去跟他们有交通。
We read that in Acts chapter 11.
我们从在使徒行传的十一章读到这件事。
And it tells us there that Barnabas went, and he also found Paul after Paul is now converted, and the two of them together were preaching in Antioch.
我们看到巴拿巴去了，他也又去找到扫罗，当时他已经信主了。他们一起到安提阿去。
And we find that that church in Antioch became just like the church in Jerusalem.
我们发现在安提阿的那个教会就好像在耶路撒冷那个教会。
And they had such love one for another.
他们有彼此相爱的心。
And it was in Antioch that they were first called Christians.
事实上是在安提阿那里，门徒们首先被称为基督徒。
Now the question is, how then did that happen?
所以问题是，这个是怎么发生的呢？
Well, if we look at Acts chapter 11 and verse 24, it tells us that Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith.
使徒行传11章24节告诉我们，这巴拿巴原是好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心。
And we know also that Paul was a man who was zealous for the Lord after his conversion.
我们也知道保罗他在被得救以后，他是一个对主热心的人。
So the conclusion that we come to is that it was the quality of the workers in that church that made the difference.
我们所得到的结论就是，工人这个服事的人的质量是决定这个教会是否复兴。
These men were examples to the church.
这些人他们是教会的榜样。
Barnabas himself, when he was in Jerusalem, he had sold the house, his property, and he had brought the money to the apostles in Jerusalem for the poor.
巴拿巴他自己在耶路撒冷的时候，他把他的田产财产卖掉，给那些穷人。
So Barnabas was not someone who was earthly minded at all.
他不是，从来不是一个，他不是一个属地的一个人，属地的。
He was completely of heaven.
他是一个朝向天而去的人。
And that's how Paul was himself, completely of heaven.
所以保罗也是这样的一个人。
These men were examples to the church in Antioch.
这些人他们成为教会的榜样在安提阿的教会里头。
And the church in Antioch became like them.
所以安提阿的教会就像他们这些带领他们的人。
They became full of the Holy Spirit.
他们被圣灵充满。
Full of faith.
满有信心。
Full of love.
满有爱。
The love of God filled their hearts.
神的爱充满他们的心。
And that's why they were first called Christians in Antioch.
所以门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿起手的。
In the Old Testament, we know that Moses was told to build a tabernacle.
在旧约里面，我们知道神吩咐摩西来建会幕。
The tabernacle was built so that God could dwell amongst His people.
会幕被建立是为着神可以住在他的百姓中间。
But that tabernacle was built by men that God had chosen.
但是这个会幕是经由神所拣选的人来建造的。
Bezalel and Aholiab were chosen.
比撒列和阿和利亚伯被拣选。
God filled them with the Holy Spirit or with the Spirit of wisdom.
神用圣灵或者说智慧的灵充满他们的心。
So that they could make that tabernacle.
使他们能够建造会幕。
But also those men were chosen. God gave them the ability to teach others also.
不仅如此，神也拣选这些人，又给他们使他们能力，使他们能够教导别人。
So it wasn't only Bezalel and Aholiab that built the tabernacle.
所以不是只是这两个人，不是只有比撒列和阿和利亚伯他们来建造。
There were many more who they had already taught.
那是有许多的能工巧匠是经由他们教导的、训练的。
Everything about that tabernacle had to be built according to the pattern that God showed on the mountain.
会幕里的每一件事物件都是要神照着神所指示的样式来建造的。
These things in the Old Testament are to speak to us.
这些旧约里的事是向我们说话的。
To give us understanding.
是给我们一个认识。
For God's dwelling place, it must be built according to His word.
神的居所乃是要按照神的话语来建造。
And it must be built by those whom God has given wisdom and anointing.
也必须神的居所也只有那些神有把神的被神的灵神的智慧所充满的人能够建造的。
We turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
我们再看彼得前书第五章。
So 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
Peter was a fisherman.
彼得是一个渔夫。
But the Lord made him a shepherd.
主却使他成为一个牧人。
And so Peter then writes to other elders as well.
彼得也写信给其他的长老。
In verse 3, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 3,
彼得前书五章三节,
he tells these elders to be examples to the flock.
他劝这些做长老的人成为信徒，成为群羊的榜样。
Now, when you go to school,Or when we went to school, we learned mathematics and science and whatever.
当我们去上学校里，我们学数学或者科学或者其他的学科。
All very theoretical.
我们学到的很多的理论。
And then an example would be worked out for you, and suddenly you would understand.
那么老师就会给一些的例子，举一些例子，那么我们就会明白哦，原来这个理论是这样子的。
And that is God's way.He teaches us by examples.
神也是这样教导我们，就是神用一些例子见证来。
In John's Gospel, chapter 13, the last evening before Jesus was crucified.
在约翰福音十三章，在主耶稣被钉上十字架之前的一个晚上。
Jesus washed the disciples' feet.
主耶稣洗门徒的脚。
And then he told them, "I've given you an example."
然后他说，我给你们做了榜样。
What had he done?
他做了什么?
He had taken the place of a servant.
他取了仆人的地位。
Out of love for those men, he had served them and washed their feet.
为着他所爱的那帮人，他服侍他们，洗他们的脚。
That's the example that he has given.
这是主给我们的榜样。
That out of love we should serve one another.
因着爱，我们要彼此服侍。
Now maybe you don't think.It's a problem for you. You don't need to be an example.
或许你觉得这个对你来说不是一个问题，你不需要成为一个榜样，别人的榜样。
You say I'm not a pastor.
你说我不是牧者。
Doesn't matter.
对我来说没关系的。
But look, seriously, we are examples to some. Every one of us is an example to somebody.
但是很肯定的来说，我们每一个人都是其他人的榜样。
Parents are examples to their children.
如果你是父母的话，你就是你孩子们的榜样。
You go to work, you're an example among your workmates.
你去工作，你就在工作的地方成为其他人的榜样。
You live in a neighborhood, you're an example to your neighbors.
你在邻居们当中，你就很可能成为你邻居的榜样。
You have relatives.
你有一些亲人。
You're an example to your relatives.
在你的亲人中间，你就是一个榜样。
You're in the church.
你在教会当中。
You're an example to brothers and sisters around you.
你就是你身边的弟兄姊妹们的榜样。
Every one of us.
我们每一个人。
Our life is an example to somebody.
我们的生活都是周围人的榜样。
So if they see problems in our lives.
如果他们看到我们生活中的问题。
Then.That's not a good example, is it?
那么我们这个就不是一个好的榜样。
But if they see that our words and our deeds, our works agree, then we have a testimony.
反过来说，如果他们看到我们是言行一致的话，我们所讲的就是我们所行的，那么我们就称为主的好见证。
And that testimony will be an encouragement and a blessing to others.
这个见证就成为其他人的祝福和鼓励。
Now, we're all older now, but children growing up, they look to others and they imitate others.
但孩子们慢慢长大的时候，他们就看身边的人，他们也模仿身边的人。
The same in the church for young believers, they look at older believers and they imitate them.
在属灵的事上也是一样，在教会中说年轻的信徒，他们就看到其他的人，他们就效法。
So they need to see good examples.
他们需要看到好的榜样。
1 Peter chapter
2. 彼得前书第二章。
Peter tells us, we look at verse 21.
第21节,
he says, look, for this, to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps.
你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
And then he tells us the example that Jesus left us.
然后他就告诉我们基督所留给我们的榜样。
In verse 22, he did no sin.
第二十二节说他并没有犯罪。
There was no guile, no deceit in his mouth.
他口里没有诡诈。
When he was reviled, that is, people spoke badly to him, he did not speak badly back to them.
他被骂，被人攻击的时候不还口。
When he suffered, he did not threaten.
他受害不说威吓的话。
But rather, he committed himself into the hands of the one who judges righteously.
那是将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
So the Lord Himself has given us an example.
所以主自己给我们留下好的榜样。
As we read the scriptures, we see His life.
我们看到，当我们读圣经的时候，我们看到他的生活的榜样。
Then we can see how to live.
我们就知道怎么样来跟随，怎么样来生活。
Now we go.Well, our time is almost gone, but we have to look very quickly. 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
Paul writes to this church in Corinth.
保罗写信给哥林多的教会。
Now, we've seen the church in Jerusalem and the church in Antioch. It was heavenly.
我们看到耶路撒冷的教会和叙利亚安提阿的教会，这些是属天的教会。
And we have now a church in Corinth, but it's not quite the same.
我们现在来看哥林多的教会，他们好像不大一样。
Now, in chapter 1 here, in verse 5, Paul,
第一章第五节,
Paul says to these saints, and he calls them saints,
保罗写给这些圣徒，他也真的是称他们为圣徒,
that they were enriched with utterance, that is, they were able to speak.
他说他们是凡事富足口才,
they had,They had knowledge.
他们有知识。
Actually, it says all knowledge.
他们知识都全备，有各样的知识。
And they had gifts, spiritual gifts.
他们也有属灵的恩赐。
Now you would say, well, if they've got, they can speak, they've got the knowledge, and they've got the spiritual gifts, surely everything must come right.
如果你会说，如果他们有口才，他们能够讲，有知识，而且有恩赐，肯定是没问题的。
And yet.When we read this letter to Corinth, we see what a mess the church was in.
但是我们继续读的时候，我们看见哥林多的教会处在怎样一个混乱的情景当中。
Now there were divisions among them.
他们中间有结党纷争。
But, well, firstly, when Paul said to them that they had all of these things, Paul never used flattering words.
当保罗说他们拥有这些。的恩赐的时候，保罗从来不是一个阿谀奉承的人。
So what he wrote is what he meant.
所以他讲的是真的。
That they really did have the knowledge and the spiritual gifts and the ability to speak.
他们真的是有口才、有知识、也有恩赐的。
So what went wrong?
所以问题出在哪里？
Look, let's just turn for a moment to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
让我们翻到哥林多前书第三章
，verse one，
第一节。
I brethren could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ.
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只能把你们当作属肉体的。
Verse two，
在基督里为婴孩的。
Verse two，
第二节。
I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able.
我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是到如今还是不能。
Now, Paul was among them for a time, for more than a year and a half.
主耶稣有一年，保罗有一年半之久跟哥林多的教会在一起。
But he still says, I was only able to give you milk.
但是他说，我只能够用奶喂你们。
I couldn't give you solid food.
不能够用饭喂你们。
Doesn't that seem strange to you?
这个对我们是你是不是觉得这一点很奇怪呢？
What was the problem?
问题出在哪里呢？
The problem was that these believers in Corinth were still self-centered.
因为这些在哥林多的信徒，他们仍然是以自我为中心。
And we can see that in this letter.
我们看到在这些书信里面，我们看到
in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. When they came to breaking of bread,
在哥林多前书十一章的时候，他们在那里掰饼。
They also shared a meal together.
他们也一起用饭。
And there were those who, and every man ate his own meal.
每个人都吃自己的东西。
So there were those who had plenty, and there were those who had almost nothing.
甚至这个饥饿，那个酒醉。
They had no compassion, no love, no concern for others.
他们没有怜悯的心，没有彼此相爱的心，也不顾及别人。
They were just self-centered, hard-hearted.
他们只是自我中心，他们只关心自己。
And chapter 6, it tells us they were going, even amongst them, not all of them, but some of them were going in law against one another.
第六章甚至告诉我们，他们彼此告到不信的人那里去。
So the thing that was missing from them was this problem of they didn't have the love of Christ in them.
所以他们所缺少的是基督的爱。
What was blocking the love of Christ?
是什么拦阻了基督的爱呢
？It was the love of self.
是对自己的爱。
Children.Are very self-centered.
孩子们是非常的自我中心的。
They're only conscious of themselves and their own needs.
他们只注意到自己和自己的需要。
And you know that as you grow up and you become a parent, you're conscious of the child's needs more than your needs.
当我们自己长大的时候，做父母的时候，我们就看见我们所注意到的是孩子们的需要，而不是我们自己的需要。
So there's a need then to grow up.
所以我们有一个需要是我们要长进。
And that was the problem here in Corinth.
这就是哥林多教会的问题。
Our time is gone. Look, consider Jesus.
那我们看耶稣。
Here we have Jesus.He was in heaven with his father.
耶稣在天上跟他的父神在一起。
He had glory, he had position, he had power.
他有荣耀，他有尊贵，有全能。
He left all of that.
他把这一切都撇下。
To come to this earth.
来到地上。
To take flesh and blood upon himself.
穿上了血肉，穿上了肉身。
So that he could be hated and spat upon and crucified.
他是他被人厌弃，被人吐唾沫，甚至被人钉死在十字架上。
So that he could give his life for us.
他叫他能够把他的生命赐给我们。
Now that's not self-centered, is it?
这个不是自我中心。
It's completely love.
这是完全的爱。
And that is what God wants to do in us.
这就是神要在我们里面所做的工。
To deal with our self-life.
把我们那个对自己的爱来对付。
That we might be filled with the love of Christ.
好叫我们能够被充满基督的爱。
The church in Corinth was different to many other churches.
哥林多的教会跟其他的教会是不同的。
In almost every place where Paul preached, he suffered persecution.
在保罗所传道的每一个去过的每一个教会，保罗总是受逼迫的。
But here in Corinth, there was no persecution.
但是好像在哥林多这里是没有逼迫的。
In Acts chapter 18, Jesus appeared to him and told him quite clearly not to fear, because no man would set upon him to harm him.
在使徒行传十八章那里，主耶稣向保罗说话，很清楚的说，在这里没有人会下手害你的。
So because there was no persecution, they still remained babies.
因为他没有逼迫，所以他们仍然是婴孩。
Peter tells us in his first epistle, chapter 4 and verse 1, he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin.
彼得在彼得前书四章那里告诉我们，那些在肉身受过苦的已经得了完全。
When we come under persecution or suffering,
肉身受过苦的就已经与罪断绝了。
So when we come under persecution or suffering,
当我们经过一些逼迫和痛苦的时候，
it makes a wonderful change inside us.
神可以在我们里面做一些奇妙的工作。
It brings us to reality.
使我们面对现实。
No longer imaginations and our thoughts about ourselves.
我们不再想象我们自己是怎么样一个人。
So,God has given us examples.
神给我们榜样。
So Paul was an example, Peter is an example.
保罗、彼得都是我们的榜样。
The Lord himself is our chief example.
主耶稣自己是我们的榜样。
Whatever happens in life, God has arranged it.
我们生命中发生的每一件事，神都安排。
That he might use our circumstances to cause us to grow.
好叫神使用这一切的环境使我们有长进。
That we might grow into the fullness of Christ.
使我们长到满有满长成满有基督的身量。
Consider Paul again.
我们再来思想保罗。
In almost every place where Paul went, he was persecuted by his own countrymen, by the Jews.
在保罗去过的大概每一个地方，他都被那些他自己本族的人，犹太人所逼迫。
Many times they tried to kill him.
许多次他们想要杀害他。
And yet when we read Romans and chapter 9,
但是当保罗写到罗马书第九章的时候，
Paul is in anguish over his own Jewish kindred.
他说，我是大有忧愁，为着我的弟兄，我的骨肉之亲。
And his prayer for them is that they might be saved.
他为他们的祷告就是他们能够得救。
And then amazingly he says that he would be even willing to give his own life if it would bring salvation to his Jewish nation.
我们很稀奇的是，他说为我的弟兄，为我的骨肉之亲，我就是自己被咒诅与基督分离，我也愿意，好叫他们能够得救。
That was the love of God in him.
这就是神的爱在他的心里。
Do you see the parallel?
你看到这个。
Jesus gave his life for those who hated him.
这个主跟主耶稣的相似之处，基督为我们舍了他的自己。
That they might receive salvation.
他叫他们能够得着救恩。
And that was the same thing that was in Paul, the same heart.
这是一个同样的心在，这个同样的心在保罗的心里。
And that's what the Lord wants to work in us as well.
这也是神要在我们里面所做的工作。
Shall we close in prayer?
让我们祷告。
Our Lord and Heavenly Father,
主我们天上的父，
we do thank you, Lord, for your great love toward us.
主我们感谢你，为着你极大的爱。
And we do thank you, Lord, for your ways which are far above the ways of men.
我们也感谢你，你的道路是高过人的道路。
Thank you, Lord, that you've called us with a great heavenly purpose.
主你呼召我们为着一个属天的目的。
That you might have a people who are like yourself.
好叫你得着一般百姓是像你自己。
A people who love you and love one another.
得着一般人，他们是爱你，他们也彼此相爱的。
And are filled with your grace.
他们也满了你的恩典。
We ask you, Lord, that you might make us to be such a people.
主，我们求你使我们成为这一般你所要的人。
That we all may grow up to the measure of Christ.
使我们都能够长成满有基督的身量。
We ask it in His name.
主，我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.